my eyes to the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and welcome to the Memorial Day weekend. I imagine everybody's out having a good time with their barbecues and going to the shore. And we're going to have a special time tonight because we're really going to salute the other side. My guest is Frank St. James. And of course, we're also going to be taking your calls. And Frank and I are going to try to give you some messages from the other side if you have a dear departed one that you'd like to communicate with. And we're going to enter the month of June at the end of next week. And I want to remind everybody that starting June 2nd, Let's Find Out will be on an hour later. So Eastern, it's going to be 11 p.m. And then Central, it will be 10, Mountain 9, and California time at 8. This is an important month because we're coming into summer fun. And of course, more important than that is your romantic life. There are some complicated energies going on, and we do can explain some useful ways to help you understand what these energies are. So I want to welcome Frank. Are you here, Frank?
Yes, I am, and good evening.
Well, good evening to you. We have some wonderful music that we're going to be playing tonight. And I just want to tell everybody that I'm playing God Bless America and Let Peace Begin, which is done by the West Point Choir and Elizabeth Hepburn. I'm excited about that. We do have a caller, Frank. Her name is Carmen. She's from New York. I don't have her birth date. Are you there, Carmen?
Yes, I'm here.
When is your birthday?
November 14th. You want the year?
No, November 14th is fine. And did you have a question for Frank? Do you have a loved one you would like to hear from?
I would like to know about my mom. I get messages from her, but they don't come through very clear.
And when did she pass, Carmen? When did she pass?
March 22nd, 2010.
And what is her first name?
Elizabeth.
Oh, well, there you go. Frank, do you have any message for Carmen?
Yeah, she really has a nice smile to her. And she wants you to know that she feels that we're trying too hard. And she does get emotional, and you get emotional and get an upset. But she is tonight, finally, she wants you to know that she is, hasn't suffered since she passed, and something about you have an uncle over there that passed not too many years ago.
Oh yes, I have several.
Well, who is her brother?
Her brother, he passed away.
What is
a
his
long
first
time ago.
What's his name, Carmen?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Danny.
Well, I believe that we're very close because she's referring to him, and he helped her through this. So the family was there for her. She wants you to know that. And she's wants you to know, for the first time in her life, she's feeling some peace. She doesn't feel rushed. She's telling me she feels rushed all the time because of the family. But she loved her family. That's not it. And especially she's been trying to get to you, but she feels like her emotions get in the way. You know, she gets very anxious. Is that something you're getting to when you try?
Yes, I get anxious, and like I have lucid dreams, and I can see things. But
yeah,
my mom, she'll tell me something, and when I wake up, I kind of forget it.
Yeah,
and then when I go outside, it comes right back.
Oh, yeah. Neat. So
you know what? What I would do is I would keep a pad and a pen next year. And when you get, when you feel that communication coming through, wake yourself up and write it down after you get that, when it's finished. Write it down so you won't forget it in the morning. But I'm feeling that from now on, and she keeps showing me her arms. I don't know why. And does she have problems with her legs?
Yes, her ankles would swell up most of the time. And I would always try to massage them to keep the blood from swelling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She said, thank God I didn't bring that with me. So she's really thanking God for the peace that she's been getting. But the people that in your family that passed before her really helped her to get through this. And she just wants you to know that she loves you and her grandchildren, and she's around a lot. She likes to be in the kitchen for some reason. And then she had her favorite place. Yeah, she had her favorite chair.
Well,
don't know.
Carmen, we are having a lot of calls come in. I really want to thank you for calling. And I'm going to tell you a little secret. You've now opened up a more clear channel tonight because Frank has opened that pathway for you. And next time you hear from your mother, you'll hear very strongly. Isn't that true, Frank?
Yes, yes. And
so thank you for calling.
Can I ask one more thing before you go? I know you have a lot of people. The chair that he's talking about is the old Victorian Queen Anne chair. And I don't know, should I have it repaired or just discarded?
Just, you know, it's her favorite chair. She's not
going to... Have it repaired, Carmen. She'll be in it. Have it repaired.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And now we're going on to Donna from California. And her date of birth is September 10th. Good evening, Donna. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Yes, thank you. Good evening to you both. My question, I was adopted, so I don't have a name, but I have a question. When my doctor father said when he received me, somebody called and said, return the baby. Was that my biological father?
Yes, that was. Yes.
Okay. The mother kind of had a breakdown and couldn't handle what was going on, but the father really cared. That's what I got, Donna.
Yeah, there was so much going on at the time, confusion. Mm-hmm. I believe there was a job loss. There was just so many things that weren't working at the time.
And not good communication either. There was resentment between the two of them.
But but here you are.
And you're doing well. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Yes,
Donna.
I am.
We appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you both. Bye.
Now, Frank, we have Diana from Montana. And her birthday is July 15th. Are you there, Diana?
Yes, I am.
What's your question
for
Frank tonight?
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely.
Do I have any message for my dad in spirit?
What's his first name, please, Diana?
Dale.
Okay.
How long ago did he pass? And first of all, I get an impression of a serviceman. Was he in the service?
Yes, he was in the Navy during the Korean War.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. He passed in 2001.
Okay. He said to tell you that everything is working finally. Like, you know, he's going, of course he's touching his heart, but I think there were some other problems here. And there were some complications that he was fighting with. Was he a drinker?
No, not at all. He was a smoker.
Okay. But he's telling me that, he's also, I feel a grandfather also coming through at the same time. So you want some, you know, and, he said, are you making some changes right now? He's talking about.
I would like to.
He said, go ahead with it. Go ahead.
You're supported by the universe, Diana. Is it a move?
Do what?
It's a move.
Yes.
And ending a relationship.
Both.
Yes, at the same time, go do it. I just did it. And believe me, you will be supported by the universe. I want to say your karma is over. Right, Frank?
Yeah. This is the perfect time for you to put it together. He says, stop putting it off. It's going to work out for you. I love you, and I'm going to be with you, and my prayers are with you, and we're going to do this together, he said.
You have to do it, Diana, for your own mental and physical health.
That's great. So I appreciate that validation.
Well, thank you for calling. Let's find out. I'm sure we'll talk to you again. This is Elizabeth Joyce on BBSRadio.com. We're having a very special show tonight with me and Frank St. James. We're doing Memorial Day, and we're asking you to call in with a question or if you need to contact somebody on the other side. And the number to call is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And it's wonderful that we're hoping that everybody can get a little bit of peace, love, and harmony within their hearts. Now I have Kathy from Mexico, and her birthday is June 9th. Are you there, Kathy?
I am.
Did you have something for Frank?
Yes, I wanted to ask him if there's any message. Betty, her real name's Elizabeth, or from my dad. His name was Tony. Dad passed away in 1995, and my mom passed away last January of 2018.
Okay.
Well, Mom, your mother keeps touching her hair. Is that significant? She's touching her head, and she's touching her hair. Is that significant for you? And
unless she's trying to tell me that my hair is a mess.
Did she always do that?
She said, you know, you're always very neat most of the time. She said she doesn't understand why you're not, you know, fixing it up. So she's laughing. She said, make me proud. She's always, I wouldn't say she was fastidious, but she's always tried to look good and dress good and stuff like that. So she said, it's almost back to normal if I wasn't over here. But she said, I'm doing all right. We're together. Your dad is laughing. He always likes to laugh. And he seems to be, was he in the service too?
Yes, he was in South Pacific during World War II.
Okay. Because he's telling me to tell you he's got so many friends, you know, that he was, sometimes he was very sad about even surviving. But he's met his friends, and they're together. And he said, "Well, I'll tell you, it's rewarding." He says, "I don't even know if I'm sad anymore. It's just," he said, "I feel such a relief." And then everything is back to normal, and my friends are too. And you know. They went through, some of us went through a lot. And
they went, they did. They went through a horrible war, yeah. It was bad. It was very bad.
And they said arms and legs and everything else are together. So it's so great, you know, to be with them and the family, your mom, and everything. So he said, I just want you to know, and I hope, other people hear this, other service people hear this, that we're definitely not going to hell when we come over here. We went through it already. So
that's beautiful, especially today.
And he loves you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy, for calling. Thank you very much. Frank, we're still moving on.
Take
a deep breath. We have Jenny from California, and her birthday is January 17th. Good evening, Jenny. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, Frank. My father who passed away, his name is Ezekiel. And can you get any impression from him?
Yes. When did he pass, sir?
May the 5th, 2011.
He's... Now, also, a service person?
Yes, in the Pacific World War II.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's powerful.
You know, and it's good. It's good because my uncle also was in the Second World War, and he survived, but, you know, the same feeling I'm getting from him. He's also, he had some, he felt a little crazy sometimes, but he's gotten over it, he said. And he actually can get some sleep, you know, so it's almost like he feels like he's been going to some kind of rehab and definitely got my memory back, he says,
I think he's feeling much more peaceful, and I think his nerves have calmed down and he's in a different vibration, Jenny, and that's always good for the soul.
Oh, that's wonderful. I just want him to know his great-great-grandson is going to be born in 4 months, and they're going to name him Ezekiel.
Oh, how wonderful. Who wears pink? I feel a lot of pink around you.
Well, I had a lot of pink on yesterday for their gender party, hoping it was going to be a girl, but it turned out to be a boy.
Okay. Well, that's all right.
They're naming him
coming.
After my dad, so I'm happy.
The girl is coming. No, not to worry.
He wants you to know that he's going to be protecting your son. He wants you to know that.
Oh, my son is going in for serious surgery, May the 30th, on his spine. So thank you, Dad. Thank you, Frank.
Okay, so he will be there with you. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. And we're moving on to Joe from California. And his birthday, Frank, is November 12th. Are you there, Joe?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Joe. Thank you for your patience. Did you have a question for Frank?
Yes, my mom passed away February 12th of this year. Her name is Tessie, and I just was wondering if any messages are coming in from her.
Yeah, I don't know why. First thing she showed me was her foot or leg.
Her leg, mm-hmm.
Had she had a problem with it, Joe?
Well, yes. She did have some trouble walking towards the end.
Okay. Any more, Frank? Frank? Oh, dear. I hope we didn't lose them, Joe. But I do feel that your mother is beginning to feel very peaceful. She's still processing. And sometimes it can take up to a year to process. And I just want you to know that as she's doing it, she feels herself relaxing more. And she feels herself becoming more a part of her soul in the universe, and that's always a gift because that gives you peace.
Yes.
She can't be in touch with you yet, but she said down the road, maybe after August, I'm hearing, she'll be able to give you a message or two in your dreams.
Oh, great, great.
And she gives you a big kiss, and is there a girl in your life?
No, not currently.
Okay, well, she's wishing you well with your new love, so there you go. And as I said in the beginning of the show, we're coming into summer, and I'm feeling that this is very powerful. When your mother from the other side wishes you luck with your new girl and you haven't met her yet. Uh-oh. Right, Frank?
Yes. Yeah. And then as she was saying that she's all over the place, she hated to be not able to get around. And she said, I'm all over. And she said, to tell you that. She says, I'm out. I don't know if she has a girlfriend that passed on the other side, but somebody, it's possibly in the family, but somebody used to go out together and do shopping and you know, just having a good time like that.
Does that ring true, Joe?
My aunt passed away. Yeah, my aunt passed away like 2 months after my mom did, her sister, older sister.
Oh, my goodness. And what was her name?
Connie, or, yeah, Connie. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, now you know they're with each other.
She said, we're both getting around. We're getting around. We're testing out our new wings. She's laughing. Whoever thought I was an angel, she said.
Well, Joe, I really thank you for calling Let's Find Out. And now we'll move on.
Thank you so much.
One more call, and then we're going to go into commercial break. We have Lynn from Arizona, and Lynn's birthday is October 6th. Are you there, Lynn?
Yes, I am.
Have you got something for Frank?
Yes, I have. I'm wondering if there is a relationship in the future for me, and perhaps maybe my mother or father, a message from them. My mom passed away in December 2015, and my dad in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad is, your dad's saying, this time be a little more cautious.
Mm-hmm.
And,
what's he referring to?
Huh?
He's referring to the next man you pick in your life.
Looking for a new relationship.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes. He would be up on that.
Yeah. And he
said, "Is there one for me? Is there someone for me?"
Lynn, you're not letting Frank talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your mom also is coming in here, and she said the middle of this summer, she feels, and you know she's always been intuitive, you know. She's always felt that, you know, most of the time the things she was looking forward to turned out, but she feels very, and she says, listen to your father.
Interesting.
And she said, don't worry, by the middle of the summer. And she said, don't even think about it. It'll just happen to you.
I'm feeling the name of either Fred, Ted, or Ned.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead,
I'm
Frank.
Excited. Fred, Ted, or Ned.
Ned.
Okay. So for summer, huh?
Well, thank you, Lynn, for calling Let's Find Out. And this is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, bbsradio.com. And I want to remind everybody that next week we're on an hour later. We're on at 11 Eastern and 10 Central next week. And we're still on Station 1, and Station 1 is fabulous. And we will be right back after these messages. And I have a very special song that I'm going to dedicate to everybody, and I'll explain it at the other side. God bless America. It's Memorial Day weekend. We'll
this
be back right after
this. Joyce from Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of May 27th through June 2nd, 2019. This week brings two tricky planet alignments that could be important turning points in your life. Mercury, now in Gemini, starts things off midweek as it clashes with Neptune and Jupiter, causing a T-square action. Also, we move from the month of May into the opening of summer and the month of wonderful June. To me, June is the month of roses and weddings. The moon is in gentle Pisces on Sunday, and for the USA Memorial Day holiday on Monday, this is a great time to be at the shore or near a lake. Sit by a watery place, meditate, and daydream the day away. Visualize your future and begin the energy of making your dreams come true. Remember, we actualize what we visualize. The moon moves into energetic Aries on Tuesday. Quick-paced Mercury makes some changes on Wednesday and Thursday. This combative energy could take you off your path, and you may not even know it. Remember, Jupiter can ignore the bad and exaggerate the good. Be sure to allow space between meetings or activities in case things don't go quite the way you've planned. However, it may just be a mental overload and your brain wants to slow down for a while. It isn't all negative, since harmonizing Venus is in play on Thursday and Friday, providing a bit of a buffer zone for too much thinking. This brings you with a time to focus on a reality check before you do or say anything. There's a bit of a mixture of contradictory energies in June. Mars is in nurturing Cancer all month, and mental Mercury moves through emotional Cancer from June 4th through the 26th. Mars and Mercury are not overly comfortable in emotional signs, so find a way to deal with emotional needs this month. At the same time, relationship planet Venus moves through multitasking Gemini from the June 4th to July 3rd. The easy way to talk about this is to ask you to get your head and heart working together. And the other way to explain it is that your emotions want an easy month and your intellect is way too busy to slow down. On the esoteric level, Venus in Gemini has a lot to do with healing and bringing a greater beauty into your life. Because this is also the month before the July eclipses, expect emotions to be coming strongly to the surface. Saturday is a relatively quiet day with nice lunar relationships all day. The moon in Taurus likes to accomplish something tangible and then get a reward for the effort. The moon enters into the quiet void of course phase Saturday afternoon, so it's best to be finished with your outer world activities or important actions and purchases before then. Don't purchase any big ticket items or sign important contracts on Saturday. Sunday, June 2nd brings a quick-paced Gemini moon. Avoid people and activities that try to bog you down, as it is time to keep on the move towards your goals. Venus makes harmony with Pluto on Sunday evening, so you can have those deep conversations about relationships and finances. Be on guard if you begin a new relationship over this trying time, as it's a passionate, earthy trine. There might be something about it that results in a long-term impact based on Pluto, even if the relationship doesn't last. This attraction impact could extend beyond the norm, perhaps into your future lifetimes. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to our regular program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers. And it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing,
and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. Healing Depression the Natural Way, an MP3 audio file by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman, is set to the backdrop of New Age melodies. Elizabeth Joyce relays a holistic and positive approach that deals with depression. The information introduced on the first side describes depression as the common cold of the mind that can affect anyone. Elizabeth shows us that no one, absolutely no one, is immune from a bout with depression. Where depression comes from, signs of its presence, and how to cope with it in a natural way are revealed in this simple guided meditation. This meditation, combined with the music from Richard Shulman, lists guilt and shame, allowing your unique personal insights to shine through, which will strengthen your self-esteem. This meditation has helped hundreds of people move out of their depression and into the light. You can order it at new-visions.com under Spiritual Products. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, an honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
From above,
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And that was Kate Smith singing the Irving Berlin song, God Bless America. I just want to say one thing about this gentle, lovely lady. She gave more to this country than a lot of people. She gave more to the hearts of our soldiers and our professional people than just about anyone you would ever know. Never condemn somebody after they're dead. If you think she made a mistake, remember this. Remember that sometimes when you're in this business, and I've been in it a while, and so is Frank, I'm going to tell you, you have to do certain things. You have to make a movie or a commercial or whatever due to your contract. This woman had a heart of gold, and in my book, she was the best. Did you want to say something, Frank?
Yes, and she traveled all over the world, and she was always there for the troops. And that particular song was taken way out of context. People take things way out of context. I believe it was Irving Berlin, but I'm not sure.
It was Irving Berlin, but what they were complaining about was a commercial she did when she was in the business. And you know how they can force that on you, Frank. They say either do it or you're out. In fact, Rosie Clooney was forced to make Come On to My House. She didn't want to make Come On to My House, and they made her do it. Mm. So what a wonderful
That was my
woman.
Father's favorite song.
And you know what? There aren't too many people that can say that they gave as much to this country and to our soldiers as that lady.
Yeah, I just find it a disgrace.
We do have somebody on the phone from New York. We have Curry, and Curry's birthday is February 11th. Good evening, Curry, and thank you so much for your patience.
Oh, thank you.
Did you have a question for Frank?
Well, you said something about getting messages from people.
On the other side.
In your thing. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'd like to see if there are any messages from my father or mother who are
What were their names,
on the other
please?
Side. My father's name was Dr. Amir M. Casey, and my mother's name was Carmeline Victoria Casey.
Let me ask you something. Did your mother do any singing or music with her? Playing an instrument?
No, not really.
Okay.
No.
What about your dad?
No, not really.
Somebody in your family is in the background that did some singing. I'm not saying, they did fairly professional. But you'll have to look into that. But that was the first thing I came across. Anyway, Dad's is a little conservative back there. He's got his arms crossed a bit, checking it out. And he said, "Don't worry, sweetie. I'm there for you. I can get around now." He wants you to know, I can get around. I'm feeling good. Most of the time, I'm feeling good. So you don't have to worry about me. And and mom's here. And did she have some problems with her knees?
Let me think. Maybe. She had a lot of different health problems.
Yeah, and she showed me one of her arms. She had problems. I don't know if it's an elbow problem.
She's also telling me not to be so sad, Curry. Why are you so sad?
Oh, well, I was very close to both of them, and I spent a lot of time with my father when he was declining, and I missed them a great deal. And I'm not really in contact with my siblings, so...
Yeah. Well,
that's why I'm sad.
Yeah.
She wants you to try to be happy.
Yeah. He said, if it wasn't for you, he would have left a long time ago. That's what he's telling me.
I was up there all the time with him when he was sick.
Yeah.
It
made him so proud of you, too. And he always felt good energy coming from you, you know. So he always felt a little better when you're there. And,
oh, I know that. I'm sure that's true because, he knew that I loved him.
He's thanking you, Curry. He's thanking you and saying, if it wasn't for you, I would have gone a long time ago. And he's really appreciating it. He wants you to know.
Let me tell you something. The spirit lives on, and the love lives on, and that will never change. That will never change for you. And the both of them are got good energy, and they keep sending you that. Yeah, you could say it's through prayer. You could say whatever. But your dad has tried to return those good feelings that he felt from you and that help you did for him. So he said, make me proud. Make me proud and keep going.
Letting you know that they're going to be there for you. And all you have to do is get very quiet and call on them, and they will give you messages because we've opened up the pathway tonight for you to do that.
That's
and
nice.
I think that's wonderful.
Because I try to do that with them. You know, in my mind, I try to see if I can connect to them. So thank you. That's wonderful to hear.
You know what you can do, Curry? Just as you're going to bed at night, ask for a message from either one of them while you sleep, and that will happen.
Thank you. That's great to hear. I really appreciate all of the nice things you both said. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Here's our last call for tonight, Frank, because we are about at the end of the show. We have Anne from California, and her birthday is December 18th. Hello, Anne. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you have a question for Frank about the other side?
I've never done this before. This is the first time.
Okay.
And am I to give him a name of someone I want to hear from? Or
that's right.
Can he tell me? Okay. My husband is deceased. His name is Donald.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
are you picking up anything? Just give him a chance, Ann. We'll see what he's picking up. What you got, Frank? We may have lost him again. We've had problems tonight. But I am feeling that your father is near you and that he does care about you. He tries to guide you. You're hanging on to something very tight. And he feels that you need to let go of whatever that is. There's something that you want and it's not coming to you. And he wants you to relax with it. Do you understand that message?
Yes. It's not my father, though. It's my husband.
Your husband.
Your husband. But that's what he's saying. Just let go. Frank, did you get any more from Donald?
I was just asking when he passed.
When
you
did he pass in?
September 3rd, 2010.
Okay.
2010. Was he in the living room a lot? And was he on medicine?
Yes, he was in the family room in a hospital
family
bed
room.
When he passed away.
Oh, in the hospice bed. That's where it was. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because, I'm feeling his energy is so up, and I feel like the last 6 months, especially, you might have been feeling him around you, and he's telling me to tell you he'll never leave you, and he's trying to protect you all the time, you know? The only thing he told me to tell you was, slow down when you're driving. You know,
he always said I had a lead foot.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyway, whatever you're hanging on to, I want you to picture a rope in your hands And I want you to picture whatever it is, an emotion, a thought, or a desire at the end of that rope, and I want you to just throw the rope.
Yeah.
Do that three or four times a day, and whatever you want will come back to you. Whatever you want done will happen, but you're hanging on too tight for it to happen.
Yeah, he's always driving with you. That's why he was saying that. And he was kind of laughing too.
Thank you for calling tonight, Anne. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I want you to know that Frank is always available for readings and that you can book him on my website, which is new-visions.com. And Frank's phone number to get in touch with him is 862-684-1904. So if some of you have missed us and we've had so many calls tonight, you can certainly give him a call and he will try to book an appointment with you. We have Amy from California. Amy, August 5th, are you there?
I am. I just got on your show. I was totally thinking it was 8 p.m. my time, which is California. So I'll have to re-listen to your show, which I love doing, but sad to miss it tonight.
Next week.
Mike?
Did you have a question for Frank? We're doing Memorial Day celebrations and talking to the other side.
I would love to ask either about my dad, Randy, or John, my ex-husband.
Well, you actually got three men here. So let me see if I can...
figure out who's who.
All right. So... do you have two rings, one from your father and one from your husband?
Do I have two what?
Rings.
Rings, R-I-N-G-S?
Yes.
I might have one of my dad's. That sounds strange to say.
Yeah, because he's showing me a ring. And I thought, you know, well, your husband would have the wedding band, your husband is really telling you that nothing, even death, would separate his love for you. He said nothing. You know me. I've always, first time I saw you, I was hooked. And he said that he always tries to send you something. Once in a while, he taps you on the shoulder, but he doesn't want to scare you. He just wants you to know that he's there. And the other thing is that, have you been going through pictures lately of your husband and your dad, your family?
Well, I was looking for a document, so inevitably I pulled out all a stack of pictures of my memories.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he's also saying, will you please forgive him for everything he's done and everything he hasn't done, past, present, and future? And he's asking very earnestly, please forgive me.
Oh, I absolutely do. Absolutely.
Good.
You just put a big smile on his face.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you too so much. You just warmed my heart. Thank you. And Dawn.
Thank you for calling. Let's Find Out. And Frank, we are at the end of the show, and I know you're going to be on again in 2 weeks. I think that's June 9th. And until then, this is Elizabeth Joyce. We're going to go into our meditation now, and we're going to begin with something very special. We have the West Point Band and Elizabeth Hepburn singing Let There Be Peace on Earth. And if there's nothing that I would rather see, I'd like to see a celebrate Memorial Day by declaring that there'll never be another war on this land. That would be great. I'll be here next week. I'll be doing some teaching and maybe give a couple of readings as we work along. Thank you again, Frank. Just give out your phone number one more time.
That's
862-684-1904.
And keep it positive out there, please.
And you can get to Frank through my website under Psychic Services. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Thank you for listening and good night.
The Garden of Life Meditation. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck, because we can always change our thinking. As we learn to consistently choose positive thoughts, the old negative ones dissolve away. So sit with both feet flat on the floor, and allow these messages and affirmations to penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are important to you at the moment. These concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As you absorb them by repetition, you are slowly enriching the very basis of your garden of life. So as we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to come into your consciousness, know that you are planting seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those old experiences, old hurts, and old pains, and I put them all on this stream and watch them begin to dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward and to new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which plane of action I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others release me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself. I forgive, and in doing that, I set myself free.
I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross the bridge with joy and ease. The old unfolds into wonderful new experiences. And you know, my life gets better and better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and thoughts stand in my way. New thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release all the things from my past that cloud my vision. I see the perfection in all of life. I willingly forgive. I breathe love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the aromatherapy of spring, all of the flowers blooming and the wonderful, glorious sights of the brilliant colors. Take a deep breath and observe your life with joy, abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided throughout this day in making right choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continuously guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I break free and think wonderful thoughts. I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all that I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. And so it is. Thank you.